This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has been moved into intensive care at a London hospital after testing positive for COVID-19 11 days ago. Foreign Minister Dominic Raab has been deputized to act in the Prime Minister's place as necessary. Johnson's office announced late Sunday the Prime Minister had gone into the hospital after isolating at home for 10 days. He was said to have had what the BBC called persistent symptoms. Britain's Queen Elizabeth on Sunday gave a rare televised speech to the nation, calling for Britons to act with resolve and obey social distancing guidelines. Her son, Prince Charles, was diagnosed with COVID-19 several weeks ago, but has since recovered. Britain has emerged as one of the latest hotspots in the pandemic, reporting more than 400 deaths on Monday. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said Monday it is too early to consider ending restrictive measures put into place to stop the spread of the virus. Merkel called for European leaders to stand together. France and Spain showed some improvement after weeks of devastating impacts from the virus that have caused governments to put residents on lockdown to try to slow its spread. Spain reported its latest in a string of lower daily death and new infection counts, while France recorded its fewest deaths in a week. Italy, on the other hand, reported a jump in new fatalities Monday with 636 deaths. That's after a weekend of its lowest toll in 2 weeks. Meanwhile, U.S. officials warned the country would experience its hardest week yet. The U.S. on Monday topped 10,000 total deaths, making it the country with the third highest official death tally, behind only Italy and Spain. About one-third of the deaths have been in New York City, where makeshift field hospitals and a U.S. Navy medical ship are trying to take some of the strain off the city's healthcare system. This is VOA News. Global markets surged on Monday amid signs that, at least in some parts of the world, the coronavirus pandemic might be easing. Major U.S. stock indexes soared by 5% in midday trading, while European exchanges increased by smaller amounts in late-day trading. Asian markets ended higher. The number of coronavirus cases continues to increase sharply in the United States. A huge jump in the number of deaths is expected in the coming days, but the number of new cases has eased in South Korea and parts of Europe. Japan's main Nikkei index and Australia's S&P ASX both gained more than 4%, while Hong Kong's Hang Seng advanced more than 2%. Shanghai's index was closed for a public holiday Monday. Japanese news outlets say Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is expected to declare a state of emergency in response to the rising number of confirmed cases there of coronavirus. Sources say Prime Minister Abe is expected to make a formal announcement of the declaration on Tuesday in the port city of Osaka. Abe met Monday with a special task force created to deal with the crisis. The declaration will give local authorities the legal power to call on its citizens to stay home and to ask schools and businesses to close. Japan's constitution, which weighs heavily in favor of civil liberties, does not empower the government to impose a mandatory quarantine. Abe's been reluctant to announce a state of emergency, but appears to have been prompted to move after Tokyo reported 143 new cases on Sunday. It was the largest number of confirmations in a single day and brought the total number of cases in the capital to over 1,000. The governor of the Midwestern U.S. state of Wisconsin on Monday postponed Tuesday's Democratic presidential primary election in the face of a rising tide of confirmed coronavirus cases and deaths in the state. Governor Tony Evers, a Democrat, issued an executive order postponing the election until June the 9th. More than a dozen U.S. states have postponed Democratic presidential primaries in April and in May because of the outbreak. The primaries pit former Vice President Joe Biden against Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders for the Democratic presidential nomination. The winner will compete for the presidency against incumbent Donald Trump in November. An Associated Press report says at least 200,000 Afghanis living in Iran have been returning home in recent weeks because of Iran's COVID-19 outbreak. The account says the Afghan nationals in Iran are exiting a country that is one of the world's biggest epicenters of the pandemic to an impoverished homeland that is woefully unprepared to deal with it. Returning Afghans are going back home without being tested for the virus, according to Associated Press. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.